Baby, I can't stay here, and neither can you. I mean, for once in our miserable lives, we've got a chance at something good. And who knows, this could be the only shot we ever get. So we've got to try.
We gotta do it again, Mike.
Why?
You were looking right into the camera. What do you think you're doing, moonlighting?
Look, Ben, this tape is for me so I can do a better audition tomorrow, all right?
Okay, but all I'm saying is you never see Michael J. Fox look into the camera.
Look, when Monica gets here, I won't look into the camera. I'll look at her. Just keep shooting.
Mike, if I ask you a question about girls, will you tell everybody so they laugh at me?
Girls, huh? No. Okay, all right. The play can wait. Okay, ask away.
Okay. Well, there's this new girl at school, and she's the only girl in my class who wears a bra. Every time I see her, I start sweating and saying dumb stuff. I either want to kiss her or slug her.
Okay. Always kiss, never slug.
What if I do kiss her and she slugs me?
Well, then there comes a time in your life when you gotta take a chance, you know? I mean, at some point, you're gonna have to stop playing with G.I. Joe.
Maybe I'll just slug her.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, it's no use, baby. I'm just a bum. And there's no place in this world for a guy like me.
I think you're very entertaining. I mean, I think you say all sorts of witty things. And you are a wonderful dancer.
Hey, how's it going?
Mike, we are going to get these parts. I can feel it. We are going to make this production of Picnic the best thing Dewey High has ever seen since we did Our Town.
Well, we shouldn't brag.
You don't think we were a smash in Our Town?
Yeah, well, of course I do. But we shouldn't brag.
I bet that new production at Lincoln Center won't be half as good as the one we did.
What production?
You didn't read about it in Variety?
No, I must have missed that issue.
It's right here. The first Broadway production of Our Town to open in 20 years.
Oh, really?
Come on, let's get back to Picnic. Why don't we start out with...
Wait a minute, Monica. Why do we want to do another high school play?
What?
Why don't we audition for this?
Broadway? Mike, that's the big time.
Exactly!
Mike, how do you expect to go from Dewey High to Broadway?
I was gonna drive.
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near
the best is ready to begin.
Oh, as long as we got each other.
Is not like trying out for a high school play.
What, you don't go in and read the part for these people?
Well, sure you do, but the people you're reading for aren't teachers. They know what they're doing.
Isn't this what you've always dreamed about?
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I know what it felt like to be in that play at Dewey. To be good at something, you know? And I want to have that feeling again, but in a real theater. And you said it yourself, we're the best. I mean, we can show them our reviews.
From the Dewey Hooter Press.
Oh, come on. You don't fool me. You love this idea.
Mike, the auditions in New York are tomorrow, the same day as tryouts for Picnic at school.
Monica, we're not going to audition for both. I mean, how can we be in the Dewey play when we're starting on Broadway? Be realistic.
But we have to cut school.
So what? You never cut yourself shaving before? Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Monica. Nice to see you again.
You too, Dr. Seaver.
Okay, so where were we? Oh, yeah. You were convincing me to try out for this.
Mike, I'm scared.
Oh, well look, you'll be with me, and I'm too dumb to be scared.
You're right.
Yeah. About going to Broadway or about me being dumb?
Hmm.
Is there any reason why I can't like girls and soldiers?
No. What?
Never mind. See you later.
Yeah, Ben, have a nice day at school.
Where's Ben? His bus is at the corner.
He just left. Does Ben know any soldiers?
No.
I didn't think so. Good.
Oh. Didn't even touch his fudge flakes.
Morning.
Hi. There's scrambled eggs in the microwave, and, well, why are you so dressed up?
Well, I'm...
Cutting school today?
You know, man, that really hurts, you know? I mean, all I try to do is follow your advice about cleaning up my act, and you get suspicious.
What can I say? I'm scum.
It's okay. I mean, what do I have to do to convince you people that I can be trusted and depended on?
Well, you could give your sister a ride to the doctor today.
What, I should do for her next rabies shot?
I heard that.
Mike, you said you were trying to convince us that you could be dependable and trustworthy.
Well, you're right.
Your sister needs a ride to her gynecologist.
Oh.
Oh, what's the matter, Mike? Does the word gynecologist make you nervous?
Oh, Mom, make her stop.
Mike, Dad and I are both busy today. Now, can you take her after school or not?
We have the audition for the senior play today.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, you sure don't want to miss those.
Yeah, they're today.
Well, that's why you're so dressed up.
Yep, that's why.
Well, we sure don't expect you to miss the auditions.
Thanks.
You can take her after the auditions.
After?
But why can't you take me?
I can't say.
Oh, and you expect me not to tell Mom and Dad about this?
Yeah, I didn't tell them when you and your friends were into that dirty movie.
It was an art film.
Yeah, the guy in the mask was named Art.
How do you know about that?
Kel, I know everything, right? Now, can't you find another way to your doctor and not say anything to Mom and Dad?
But you won't tell me why.
Let's just say that today I have a chance to make a dream come true.
Oh, does this have anything to do with that Swedish exchange student?
No.
All right, I'll cover for you.
All right, thanks, Carol.
But the least you can do is tell me what you're doing.
Okay, all right, here it is. Today, Monica and I are going into Manhattan to audition for a Broadway play.
Oh, fine, don't tell me then.
Attention, people. The following students are to report to the auditorium immediately. Monica Shackelford and, oh, this is a big surprise, Michael Seaver. And I mean pronto.
Hello, Mike?
Monica, hi. Look what I got. These are the costumes from our town. We can audition in these.
Somehow they found out we were going to cut school.
No, they didn't.
They did. Didn't you hear the principal call our names over the loudspeaker?
And here's a real surprise, Michael Seaver.
Yeah, thanks. All the teachers heard that, too, so when we don't show up for classes, they'll just figure that we're being punished.
It won't work, Mike. Teachers aren't that stupid.
Well, okay, Seaver. What did DeWitt catch you doing now?
Coach Lubick, hi.
Don't give me that. Now, look, I need both of you in my production of Picnic. So if this punishment is going to interfere with the tryouts today...
Oh, it won't. It won't.
Good. I'm counting on both of you. Because what you did last semester in our town was a milestone in the history of dramatic art. I gotta go to the can.
Mike, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, a milestone in the history of dramatic art. We can't miss.
Mike, no. Coach Lubick is counting on us to be here. And if we don't show, we're gonna get in trouble.
Monica, just imagine. Lincoln Center presents Our Town, starring Michael Seaver and Monica Shackelford.
How about starring... Monica Shackelford and Mike Seaver.
We can talk. Starring Mike Seaver. No, Michael Seaver. I got it. Starring Michael J. Seaver. Almost right.
I've got the perfect stage name for you.
What?
Tom Seaver.
Tom?
Yeah, it just sounds famous.
It is famous. He was a great pitcher.
Oh, so you can't use it?
Okay, what are you going to use for your stage name?
Okay, are you ready? Monique Desimone. Doesn't that just sound really exotic in French?
Yeah.
Say it.
Okay. Monique Desimone.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, now I don't even speak French.
I can't wait to be going to the theater every night, putting on our makeup And then after standing ovations, going to Saudi's for a late supper.
Yeah, then we can... Oh, wait a minute. You know, if I'm not home by 11, I'll be grounded.
My sister has a friend who lives in the village. I bet we could stay with her.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe this. Monica Shackelford on her way to Broadway.
No, Monique Desimond is on her way to Broadway.
You know, Monica, I'm really glad we're here together. And you know, you don't have to be nervous. I mean, look at it this way. You're finding where you belong, getting a chance to do what you do best.
Break a leg.
Hey, Mike, you look great.
Yeah, we both look great. Okay, Mike.
Let's go. Hey, look at this.
Oh, yeah. Look, that's Alice from Mel's Diner.
Linda Lavin, she just won a Tony as Best Actress.
Yeah, and then that old chick that solves all the crimes?
Angela Lansbury. Yeah. Then there's Mary Martin, Christopher Plummer, Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, yeah, from Ishtar. I love that movie.
Mike, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here right now. Thanks.
Well, you can thank me later.
All these people must have auditioned in this building.
Yeah.
I think I'm starting to get nervous.
Hey, look, all right, just take a deep breath and you'll be okay. All right, and remember, we're the best, there's nobody like us.
Right, we're the best, there's nobody like us. There's nobody like us?
You, sweetie.
Hi, we're here to audition for our town.
Okay, sweetie, fill out these forms. Be sure and list your agent and or manager, day phone, night phone, union affiliation, and I'm gonna need pictures.
Where'd you get that?
I have a set done every year, just in case.
And you?
Yeah, sure, fine. No problem.
Your driver's license?
Yeah, well, hey, I don't just act. I drive, too.
112?
Number 16.
Oh, did you have any idea there'd be this many people?
Oh, sure. All auditions are this way.
Oh.
Why? Did you want to leave?
No. No, why? Did you want to leave?
No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, look, how many of these people could have just finished a standing room only production of Our Town? Really?
Thank you. You can put your hands down.
So you do play with G.I. Joe.
Now, Ben, I was just, Ben, what happened to your eye?
That's what I'd like to know.
You get in a fight with somebody?
No, I kissed somebody.
Hi, honey. Hi, Ben.
Look.
Oh, what happened to your eye?
You kissed someone.
I'll get some ice.
Hello. You're Coach Lovick. Whoa, calm down. Wait, you're shouting. No, Mike's not here. No, we thought he was at your auditions.
Hi, everybody.
Just a second. Carol, did Mike take you to the doctor before auditions?
Mike? Oh, well, I have to go cram for a test, so I...
You're not cramming anything, young lady.
No, thank you, Ilya. I'll be sure to say yo to Dustin for you. Love, if he needs me, I'm winging to the coast tonight. Ciao.
Mike, I'm not sure about this.
What?
These people wing to the coast.
So what? We don't need the wing. We live 10 miles from the coast.
No, the West Coast, Hollywood, the motion picture capital of the world.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy over there, he does underwear commercials.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Is he the banana or the grapes?
Mike, these people are trained professionals. We don't have agents or credits.
Number 111.
Okay, we're next.
I better get out of here.
Veronica?
Better luck next time, sweetie. Oh, don't forget your driver's license.
No, we're not leaving. We're just, merely going to the ladies' room. Veronica! Oh, you do have to go to the bathroom. Oh,
I... No, I don't!
What do you mean?
Mike, all of this... This is my dream.
Yeah, I know. It's mine, too.
So I don't want anything to happen to it.
So you want to leave?
Yes.
Monica, what good is a dream if you're not going to do anything about it?
Number 112?
Hey, come on. It's us. We're next.
Mike, we're kidding ourselves. We're not ready for this.
We're never going to know if we don't go through with it.
Well, I don't want to know.
112, last call.
Look out, Dustin.
Number 112.
Auditioning for a Broadway play? That's ridiculous.
That's what he said.
Carol, you expect us to believe that?
No, I don't.
Then why are you telling us this nonsense?
Because that's what he told me.
Look, I know the truth is that he's off doing something disgusting.
Probably illegal.
Most likely involving that Swedish exchange student.
Okay, thank you for your help.
You mean it?
No, he means leave the room.
Fine. Look, I just want you both to know, though, however you decide to punish him, I'm solidly behind you.
Jason, I am going to scream. He skipped his audition.
I thought he was serious about drama.
And for the record, I do think he should be severely punished.
Thank you. Get out.
Oh, I remember that look in his eyes after his first play. Boy, he had me convinced.
Yeah, me too. I remember when we saw him backstage, he almost had tears in his eyes. He was... You don't suppose it would be possible
at
all.
Oh, don't tell me you believe this crazy Broadway story.
Well, not exactly, but I
but?
Just...
Oh, no. It's the famous Jason Seaver butt.
Pardon?
Jason, even if he went to Broadway, he still cut school.
Yes, but did you ever specifically forbid him to be in a Broadway play?
Well, no, but...
Well, there you are. Neither did I.
But we never specifically forbid him to blow up buildings either.
So we're lucky he's only trying out for a Broadway play. And if that is what he did, then he did it for a reason. He did it because for the first time in his life, he really feels like following through with something, which isn't necessarily bad.
Well, no,
this audition would take a lot of guts and very little common sense.
Okay, that's Mike, all right, but I still...
And is that something that we really ought to punish?
So you're saying that we should hope that Mike didn't lie to us and cut school to waste time. We should hope that Mike lied to us and cut school to take his chance on Broadway?
Yeah, that's about it.
But you agree we should punish him?
Absolutely. But then we should take him out for dinner.
You know, you couldn't be more wrong.
I haven't said anything.
Well, maybe I wouldn't have made such a fool out of myself if you had gone in there with me.
Mike,
I mean, at least I didn't chicken out. I mean, I proved.
What, Mike? What did you prove?
Well, that... God, I've been kidding myself.
We've both been kidding ourselves.
I just thank God I got my driver's license back.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the kid who left me hanging like a piece of meat, rotting and twisting in the sun. Don't high coach me. You didn't have to sit through the Night of the Living Dead auditions.
Look, I'm sorry I let you down.
Seaver, you were the only reason I volunteered to direct this stinking play. And then you didn't even show up. Now I got the entire faculty lounge giving 10-to-1 odds that I'm really going to crash through the old outhouse floor with this one.
Look, like I said, I'm sorry I let you down.
Oh, good. Well, next you'll be begging.
Oh, please, Coach. Please carry auditions over for another day.
No, I won't.
Don't tell me how to run this production, Seaver. I'm carrying the auditions over for another day. Sign up sheets on stage.
No, thanks.
Don't use that language with me, mister.
Look, I just kind of decided that there's no future for me in acting, all right? See you later.
Hold it. Hold it. I said hold it. Geez, if I wanted to be ignored, I'd go home. Now, look, Seaver, I know something's been bothering you. I just want you to know that the doors to my ears are always open. You can talk to me about anything. Home life, school, even SEX.
All right, look. Today, I went to New York to audition for a Broadway play.
Are you nuts? You didn't stand a snowball's chance in Florida.
Well, look, you know, if I was good, really good, I would have gotten that part. But I'm not good enough for Broadway. I'm just good enough for some stupid high school play with a PE coach as a director. And boy, am I sorry I just said that.
Hey, you don't have to apologize to me for what I am. I'm just the guy they send in whenever they can't get a real teacher to do the job.
Hey, come on, Coach.
Seaver, let me tell you a little story how I ended up here. You see, my mother never actually wanted another child.
Is this one of those stories where you faced some big challenge when you were a kid and you didn't cut it, so that's how you ended up where you are today?
No, I ended up here because I graduated last in my class. And you know why I graduated last in my class?
You're not going to answer that one.
Very smart. You see, I never figured I was going to be a teacher. I was going to play pro ball, so I never studied. Well, one day the scouts showed up. You know what, Seaver? I choked.
And I bet you were so bummed that you made the mistake of giving up your football career.
No, I didn't, Seaver. I went right back out there in that field the very next week. And the scout was there again. But this time, I didn't know he was there. And you know what? I still stunk.
Coach, what's the point of this story?
The point is that I tried, like you did today. It doesn't make a difference that you made a fool out of yourself. I mean, if I caved in every time I thought I'd make a fool out of myself, I wouldn't be where I am right now.
And where's that?
Standing here with a chance to work with the most talented high school kid I ever saw. I gotta go to the can.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Carol knows she didn't make the grade, but the only one who believes her is Mike. Coming up next on Family Affair, Jody and Buffy play matchmaker for Uncle Bill.